Catching up now with the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, Tony McMullen. Tony, what's the latest this morning?
We're just looking at the river at the Murrumbidgee at the moment, peaking around nine metres this morning here at Wagga Wagga. We've got a couple of other rivers in minor flood. That's the Murray at Cowra, the Upper Murray and the Murrill Creek, and a couple of moderate rivers at the Lachlan and the Murrumbidgee, which is Gundagai, Wagga and Narrandur at the moment.
Now, in terms of that, it's fairly slow moving. How long are we expected these high waters to last, and what's the impact of that on the roads around the Riverina?
Yes, mate. We're looking at peaking at today, like I said this morning. That'll probably stay around for 24 hours, a little bit more, and then they'll start to subside. But there'll still be, because it's fairly slow moving at this point, there'll still be road closures and that around the area. So people are best to check the livetraffic.com website. That'll keep them updated with all the road closures, and the roads open again, then they'll be able to use those roads.
What's expected downstream at the moment?
Yeah, well, the projections is it'll start to move downstream to Narrandur towards the end of the week. So people are advised to prepare now. So farmers lifting pumps, moving stock. If they expected some isolation to stock up on the supplies they need and make any preparations. But as the river moves down, we'll see it move towards Narrandur towards the end of the week and then further down the system next week.
So there's a warning of minor to moderate flooding for Narrandur. What does that actually mean for the township?
Yeah, down that way, it just means several properties may be affected by floodwaters. Not a tremendous amount, but we're monitoring that and starting our preparations to notify and, if need, issue warnings to that effect or what houses, homes will be affected.
You did hold a meeting at North Wagga last night. Was there anything big out of that one?
No, guys. Really, the community's responded really well out there and really positive. There was a great attendance by the North Wagga community and lots of good questions asked. They're well prepared and seeking knowledge. So, it was a really positive meeting from the community out there, and it's looking like they're well prepared out there.
And another meeting tonight?
Yes, we'll be back out there again tonight to bring everyone up to date when that peak comes through, and what road, you know, as we progress forward, monitoring what roads we can open when they're safe to do so, and return people to their houses as soon as that's safe to do so.
Just on that, mate, what do you need from the community so the SES can get through this as pain-free as possible?
If the community can keep themselves up to date by keeping an eye on the SES websites, live traffic and bomb websites, if they can prepare now, so if these isolations are going to affect you, whether you need to relocate into town or get supplies in, and just be aware of that. I'd like to stress, with the road closures, please don't drive through floodwaters. Plan your trip early and make alternate routes. Again, don't drive through floodwaters. They're unpredictable. That's about it from me.
As always, 132 500 for help in floods and storms, 000 if it's a life-threatening emergency. Tony McMullen, the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, thank you.
Thanks.